Some of the money to help pay for the proposed restructuring will come from reduced government payments to hospitals treating Medicare and Medicaid patients. What hospitals lose in government payment, they could potentially save under a system that reduces costly emergency room visits by the uninsured. Nearly 90% of Wisconsin residents currently have insurance, so what hospitals in this state give, compared to others, could be less than what they get. Wisconsin Hospital Association Steve Brenton is concerned about some of the details of the deal, but supportive of the overall goal.
My initial reaction, and I have not seen every detail, is supportive of the American Hospital Association agreement. I think the agreement clearly signals that the hospital field is willing to do our part. Everybody's going to have to be willing to make some level of sacrifice.
Other players in the healthcare field are also chipping in, ostensibly to help pay for reform, but also to head off undesired government intervention or competition. Private insurance companies have said they'd be willing to cover those with pre-existing conditions, and pharmaceutical makers have offered to lower the cost of medicine for the elderly. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.